The Cap of J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
Welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you, we got Shea, we got Charlie, and we got you as the Packers defeat the Bears 27-10. We're getting your reaction at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Alex Brown, the great Alex Brown from NBC Sports Chicago and our family here at ESPN 1000 joins us here. Alex, good morning. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, we're struggling here this morning because of that loss. But first and foremost, we want your expertise defensively. What resonated with you most about the Bears' defensive effort against Green Bay?
I'd say getting pass rush really showed up. We had three sacks on the night and then a number of pressures where you get him off his spot. You don't allow him to throw in rhythm. Those are the positive things I saw. What I didn't see or what needs to get better is tackling. And then opportunities. You got to take advantage of opportunities. There were plenty of times where they're in second and five, they have a run play, we have an opportunity to get a tackle for loss there where it goes to third and eight, and we don't make that play. Now they're in first and 10 again. So because they get the 5 yards or they run a screen play, we have the right defense called, and we have a unblocked player, and that unblocked player does not make the tackle. So in those, I mean, these are growing pains. You know, these are things that we got to learn. I mean, we got a lot of young guys out there, a lot of guys that are being asked to do a lot more than they have been in the past, and we just got to grow with it. So I'd like to just see that improvement come along, not see as many missed tackles, and I think that game is a lot closer than it ended up being.
AB, I want to take you back to a couple of different things. First of all, you mentioned that you were down on the run defense. Bears have allowed 370-some yards through 2 weeks. That is unacceptable. But we were sitting in the conference room. We're eating our wildfire dinner. We're having a good old time, yucking it up. The game's tight.
Plug.
And it is, I paid for it. It is plug. Second and 28. Yeah. And you, Lance, and Coach Wanstead are going, screen or draw, screen or draw. There are no plays for second and 28. 19-yard screen play. Two plays later, they're dancing in the end zone with a touchdown. I can't understand how they can't see that and make a freaking tackle.
No, I mean, it's easy to sit in the room and say it, right? You know that that's the play they're going to run, but what if they don't? You know, what if they run that 10-yard dig and you're sitting there waiting on a screen play? Then we'll be in there screaming like, we got to get a pass rush. We got to get. So I think what's glaring about that play is the defensive line not sticking their foot in the ground and retracing. You have to come out of that pile running because that's how you stop a screen. You stop a screen by rallying to the football. Everybody has to rally because they've allowed your defensive line, maybe three of the four, to go by. So it gives them an advantage. Now they have some big boys coming up on our secondary guys. They got three offensive linemen that's coming up on our secondary guys, and we need our defensive line run into the football because that is the only way to stop that play and make them not want to run it because they know you're going to be running after the football. Once again, learning pain. These are things that we need to see improve over the season, but let's not jump out the window yet. You know, I mean, it's two games, right? It's two games in the new regime's center. So we don't. There's going to be some hard days, and hopefully, we start to see that change. I'm thinking in the next year, because when Lovie got here, that's what we saw. We didn't see that change until the second year, and it wasn't right away in the second year. If you forget, we went 1-3 to start off that 05 season and ended 11-5, I want to say. So it's just like it's going to happen, but it's not going to be right away. We still need some more pieces on that defense. But the good thing is we ran the ball well. We still rush the quarterback. Like we have guys showing up that didn't show up last year, whether that's Gibson, whether that's Robinson. Like these guys, they've had 2 sacks each in 2 games. So in 2 different games, rather. And we all know what we're going to get from Robert Quinn. So we have some pass rushers out there. Now we have to be able to stop the run to earn that right to rush the quarterback.
What did you think of the education that Brisker and Gordon got against veteran wide receivers like Sammy Watkins, Randall Cobb, Aaron Jones? What did you think of their performance in the secondary?
No, I mean, there were some spots where, it was rough. It was tough. Mm-hmm. Like, we have to tackle better. We can't lose leverage. When you lose leverage, those are big plays. When you're peeking in the backfield, whether that's Eddie Jackson or Brisker, you're peeking in the backfield. Aaron Rodgers, a veteran quarterback, and now you got a veteran receiver, they're going to get behind you. And that's going to be a problem each and every time.
Alex, there are people calling in. Hoodie and I have had this discussion. How can we only throw 11 passes? Why can't we get our passing game on track? And then Kenny Clark talks to Brad Biggs after the game, and his quote was, they can't protect him. We hit him every time he dropped back, and you could tell he was rattled because they can't protect him. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I don't think he was rattled. I honestly, if Cleveland didn't rattle this kid last year, I'm sorry. I don't know if he can get rattled, honestly. I mean, he can continue to get hit, and he can make errant throws where everybody does. I mean, we saw Aaron Rodgers miss a wide-open guy last night. So, I mean, that stuff happens. But as far as the protection, well, no, it can't protect him because we threw the ball 11 times. He got sacked 3 times. That's a really bad percentage. That's a really bad percentage when we're talking about your quarterback getting sacked, not to mention the hurries, him getting off his spot, not being able to throw in rhythm. So we're running the ball down their throat. I'd be more concerned with why didn't Montgomery get the ball more. When he's running off 8 yards a pop, he only gets 15 carries. Like, he has to get the ball more, especially during these times where he's just gashing them, right? So you got to stick with that. The passing plays will come. I mean, they'll come. We have to have guys out on the perimeter that can beat man coverage, that can go up and make a play. I mean, we saw Cole Kmet drop a ball. We don't know where that particular drive ends up if we can get a little rhythm going. I mean, we had nothing going against San Francisco. We got a fluke play from Pettis, fluke play. We get that fluke play, and then from that moment on, it looked like we had a rhythm in that San Francisco game. And you never know what it's going to take to get us that rhythm, but we have to get into it. And dropping balls, not going up and making a play for your quarterback, that's not helping. So the offensive line is the offensive line. This is what we have, right? Now we have to deal with it. We have to do what we believe is the best thing to win that football game. Dropping back 40 times and making the fans happy is only going to put Justin Fields in the cold tub a lot sooner. That's all that's going to do.
Alex Brown with us every Monday at 9 on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app on Cap and Jay Hood. I hear what you're saying about the running game. I started the show talking about giving David Montgomery his flowers because he runs the football like it's going to be his last. I like that because he runs with a ruthless aggression, which I really like. 15 carries, 122 yards. But Alex, in this league, if you're not able to connect to a tight end or a wide receiver, because you know how flag happy this league is now. I mean, you can breathe on a receiver or a tight end and you get calls. You have to be able to get it down the field. You say they should run the football more. 15 for 122 was good. But at some point, you have to go vertical. Does that start against the Texans?
Well, I didn't hear any of this right here. I didn't believe this. If you play great defense and you run the football, maybe you take a few shots during the game to keep them honest, to keep the defense from stacking the box on you.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if the defense is stacking the box outside of run situations. I think they're just playing regular defense. We have to win our one-on-one blocking. And then we got Montgomery. He's making a guy miss every
yes.
time he gets the ball. So that guy that is coming scot-free, he's not going to make that tackle. So you need to stick to your block. And if we can do that, he'll continue down this road of putting up 100-plus every single week. We have to put the ball in the end zone, and we got to get some takeaways to give that offense an opportunity. When we go 14 plays down the field running the ball, the last thing you want to do is have your defense go out and give those 7 points back. You do not want that. So we need those big plays from the defensive side. I don't mind. That's not how this team is built. We do not have Reggie Wayne and Marvin Harrison. You can't just push the ball down the field.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had a couple shots, but Mooney is our big-time playmaker. He has not – they've taken him away these first two games. Now, it's up to the coaching staff to be more creative to get the ball into outside of Justin Fields, our most explosive player, in my opinion. So I think you have to get the ball to him, whether it's spot passes, slants. You have to get the ball to him. It's not just chunk plays, throwing the ball down the field, because, I mean, those you throw the ball down the field, it does put you in position or put you at risk of turning the ball over. So, and that's the last thing we need with an offense like we have, and we don't score a lot of points.
AB, I got to ask you about the inability to stop the run. How do you fix that? It's not like there's, Akeem Hicks walking through that door or whoever it is. Roquan, somebody tweeted into us, they're calling him Sloquan because he's tackling guys 9 yards down the field. He's getting blocked at the goal line. It's the guy that sat out till the 20th of August. How hard is it to get back into not cardio shape, football shape?
Yeah, I think people are looking for stuff to jump on Roquan about. Did he play his best? I mean, he'd probably tell you no. But this is a gap defense. I mean, there's really nothing confusing about it. You have the C gap. The linebacker has the A gap. The defensive end has this gap. I mean, it's right down the line. And then you got a free blocker or a free runner, free tackler coming down. And that's where we were missing plays. It's fixable. The defense, what we saw last night, is definitely fixable. It's just making the tackle. The free guy, it's not like we're having to get off a block. What they're going to learn is you become a dominant defense in this particular defense when you can stop the run without having to bring that eighth guy down in the box. If you can stop the run with seven in the box, now you got something going because they cannot pass the ball or run the ball at that point. So you just, like, there's just little things that they'll correct. There's one little note right here. After the old 2004 season, Coach Smith calls me in, and Lance is playing Will. I'm typically on the side with Lance on the weak side. So Coach Smith asked me, I have the C gap, Lance has the B gap. He said, Alex, you know what would make this, I mean, you're doing your job. And he had a play on the screen. So you know what would make this defense really, really good? If you can close that B gap. Like, there is no B gap. Just take your tackle and push him and close that gap. Because now I still have the C gap, but now we have a Will linebacker that's very capable of doing this, but he's worried about that B gap. Now he can just run and play sideline to sideline because you have to worry about that gap because I've closed that gap off. And I can do my job. It's these little things that they're going to learn. They're going to learn it. And as you get the players that can do it, you'll see this defense take off. One thing about running a 4-3, you cannot hide. you're either talented enough to do it or you're not. That's it. You cannot hide from it. It is about talent. It's not about trickery. It's not about making the offense think you got four coming from the left side where in actuality you have four coming from the right. It's not that. You have your front four, your linebackers. You have to stop the run. And if you can do it with six, seven guys, you can stop the run. You can really, really creep over into that being a special or a top three, top five defense in this league.
Alex, as always, we appreciate it, man. Get that gap closed against Tennessee on Saturday. Why don't you do that? Why don't you close the gap against the Volunteers? Do that.
We will. Don't okay. you worry. We will.
Right, fried gator on the menu in Knoxville.
Oh, my God.
Beat the hell out of those Volunteers, those whining Volunteers. I hate them. All right, man.
Me too.
All right. Rocky Top.
Yeah, you make sure you beat Sloppy Top, Tennessee. Coming up on
Rocky
Saturday.
Top Tennessee.
We'll take more of your phone calls coming up. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. It's a Bears Monday. If you have not called in, check in with us on Cap and Jay Hood. Cap and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Good morning, Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. That's where you can watch the show live, brought to you by Bernie's Book Bank. My friend, you've got something special happening for you on Thursday.
I will be participating in the third annual Walk as One Chicago. It was our brainchild here, and it is to raise money for an amazing charity, Bernie's Book Bank. They supply underserved boys and girls in the Chicago area, so many of whom have families that can't afford Wi-Fi, they can't afford books, and so we go to schools, and Bernie's, they've given over 22 million books out to Chicago area boys and girls. So we're going to walk Thursday morning from Guaranteed Rate to Wrigley. We're going to go to a school and hand out books to underprivileged kids and walk back to Guarantee Rate. It'll be about 22, 23 miles. Mm-hmm. And then Darren Yutnick, the CEO, and I are going to throw out the first pitch before the Sox Guardians
game. That's really cool. That's really, really cool.
How about
so
that?
It's going to be a fun day for Cap, once again, doing something for the community. Again, a lot of people just walk through life not realizing that some don't have Wi-Fi and some kids don't have reading material. This is why Cap does the walk. This is why we have Walk as One every year.
Every year. So we'll be out there. Hoodie's coming out to the game that night. We'll celebrate it. But you can go to berniesbookbank.org, and you can donate right there, right on the website. I got an interesting text over the weekend. Kyle Hendricks, he's rehabbing in Arizona. He texted me, "Hey, man, I heard you're doing the walk again. I'm in. What address can I send a donation to?" I gave him an address. He said, "Check is going in the mail right now." And it's not small. This guy, he went to Dartmouth. He's big on education. Every year I've done it, a check has showed up for thousands. Kyle Hendricks.
The Bears lose against the Green Bay Packers 27-10. We're talking to you about it this morning. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Chase is on the south side on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Chase.
What's happening, Hoodie? Hey, David Emmanuel Kaplan, what's up, man?
What up?
What's cracking?
What's happening? Hey, before I get started, so, Hoodie, are you Lonzo Ball and Captain Levine? Because you the point guard now of the show?
I think we have several point guards on this show. Shea, we got JR when he's here. We're all point guards.
No, I mean, I'm talking about the hosting now. But
we're both hosting. But go ahead. It says Chase from the South Side, sick of the Bears. What does that mean?
I'm sorry, man. But I just want to say about the Phil's comments. I'm getting nervous because I'm starting to get Cade McNown vibes a little bit.
Ooh.
And the reason why I say that is because I remember Cade McNown made the same comment a year, about fans. And I mean, I'm being patient. I'm giving him a chance because I know it's he's not put in a situation, but I'm getting a little worried, that I'm starting to get that Cade McNown vibe a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm still giving him a chance, but I'm just going to be honest. I'm scared, dog.
Okay,
so
Cade McNown, players who I have hung out with, who are long retired,
sure,
have said, They got in the huddle, and he's calling a play, and the center turned to him in front of the whole team. We don't have that play in our playbook. He tried something. He goes, we don't have any protection called that. Because the guy did no homework.
Yep.
The guy was lazy, did not care about his craft. Justin Fields has a work ethic that's off the charts.
Yep.
He's there 24/7. He doesn't have enough talent around him. That's a fact.
I think we have to realize something else, too. And it's not even based on the Green Bay game. It's just based on what we're going to see this season. The San Francisco game, the Green Bay game, the rest of the season. Cap, it's an evaluation for everybody. And young players will have to learn, not just the, your kids in the secondary, not just young guys you see on the offensive line, but also the quarterback position. It's all in transition, trying to figure out who can play and who can't. It's going to be growing pains.
Agreed.
This is what the season's about. We've documented how much dead cap money that the Bears have and how much money they have to spend next season. We've talked about that all summer. So this should be no surprise. When you take on the best, and I think the Green Bay, once again, will be the best of the NFC North, this is what it looks like. You want to find out how far the Bears are to Green Bay? You saw what happened last night. Chase, we're glad you checked in. Appreciate your phone call. Now, you see, Chase leaves line open, 312-332-3776. Around the corner, we will hear from Matt Eberflus as well as Justin Fields and take more of your reaction. What'd you think? We want to get your thoughts on the Bears' loss against Green Bay. 312-332-3776 on the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show.
Here's Jonathan Hood.
Thank you. Love you. Need you. Where am I? Here we go. Illinois Media School. My friends, if you want to do something different with your career, with your life, I want you to consider Illinois Media School Lombard, especially if you want to be in the communication space. The website is beonair.com. Again, it's beonair.com, or call this number, 630-916-1700. With over 30 years of experience in broadcast career training, there are thousands of graduates that started where you are with a passion, but no experience. Today, the Be On Air Network has thousands of graduates working across the country. You know, make it easy to do the things that you really want to do in the communication space. So, again, go to the website, beonair.com. It's beonair.com, or call this number, 630-916-1700. Schedule a tour. Find out if it's for you at Illinois Media School Lombard. Charlie. Captain Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000. So glad you're with us here on this Bears Monday. That same ESPN Chicago app where you can find Crosstalk Unhinged with Carmen and Yurko and Waddle and Sylvie. It's not the boys in blue. They just work blue. Listen to that podcast. It's something, man.
Wildly entertaining.
It is. Crosstalk Unhinged. Just click that on the ESPN Chicago app. 312-332-3776 is our phone number as we talk to you about the Bears. As we go back to the phone lines, we're talking to hear from Matt Eberflus and Justin Fields here this segment as we go to Matt in Streamwood on ESPN 1000 with Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Cap and Jay Hood. Thanks for taking my phone call.
What up,
Jay Hood? When you heard the broadcast, especially what Kyle Brandt said, he's correct. Because if you notice, Tirico and Collinsworth once again brought up the Aaron Rodgers doppelganger and that maybe he should play quarterback so the Bears can get back in the game.
Right.
In the game. And then they're showing the third quarter the ownership of stock of the Bears. And I'm just tired of my favorite team getting made fun of. So Kyle Brandt is exactly right. Because the Bears do nothing whenever they play them. They just don't have any fight in them. They're just resigned to the fact that he always is better. And then may I also say about Justin Fields and the club, they Collinsworth and Tirico said in the broadcast that the Bears practice an hour and a half. I mean, how are they going to beat Aaron Rodgers, the best in the business, when they show Brett Favre's number four in touchdown passes and Aaron Rodgers right behind him? That's 30 years of domination by that team. Like, they really think an hour and a half practice is going to beat the best in the business?
There are rules. You're not allowed to practice. You can't keep guys out there for 3 and 4 hours. There are practice rules. I think you're allowed, the last I checked the CBA, 14 padded practices for the season.
Oof.
And I believe that 11 of those have to occur in the season's first 11 weeks. It's not like the old days. And there are now Oklahoma drills. Some of these pass block drills are banned in season.
That's right.
It's to keep guys healthy.
The Oklahoma drill can be very dangerous.
Yes.
I told you I was in one.
Yes.
But Danny is the
ball carrier, and I'm against Spice Adams. You think, you know, I can size him against Spice Adams, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's a difference between talk show host strength and football strength.
Correct.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
He tossed me around like I was a doll. Spice Adams.
Yeah.
Like, I think I could take him, right? It's like, you know, yeah, let's go. Let's do this. Hand in the dirt. This is in Bourbon A. And then he went there scotch-free, man, because I couldn't hold my tackle. I tried, but there's a difference.
He's a beast.
Ooh. 312-332-3776 is our phone number.
Going up against a guy like Yurko.
Now?
Even now.
It's pretty tough.
But Yurko in his prime?
Yeah.
That guy, I've had multiple players tell me, dude, I tried to block Yurko. I've never seen a body bend in the directions his did, and he popped right back up.
Yeah. Yeah. That's. I mean, it's football strength is a whole different animal, man.
Yep.
Told. This is why I'm amazed when someone shatters their ankle like Trey Lance, and he's like, yeah, I think my ankle's done. Like, I would be in a body bag crying.
Oh, my God.
like this, right? Look, Cap, it over was, your shoulder. I mean, like, you saw ugh, the you I saw can't the play, watch. Right?
Yeah, I did.
Like, it's these horrible. Guys. These guys are men. Houston, Texas, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Here's Jose on ESPN 1000. Hey, Jose.
Yes, sir. Super question for you guys.
Yes, sir.
You see, when Fields got selected by the Bears, what kind of face did he make when he got selected? He was like, whatever.
Stop. Like, can we stop with this, please?
Well, because seriously, we should have won the Super Bowl in 2006 if it wasn't for Starry Grossman.
Or Peyton Manning on the other side.
Yeah, okay, one of the five best quarterbacks. Can we stop with this, please, Jose? Please stop with the Jay Cutler bashing and the Rex Grove. They lost to Peyton Manning. He's one of the five or ten best quarterbacks that ever
Grossman
played.
Grossman threw an interception.
Okay, that
Grossman
happens.
Threw an interception.
That happens.
That was our touchdown. He fumbled the ball for 13 yards.
That was 16 years ago. Can we stop, please?
Okay, let me ask you one thing, though.
Sure.
Should we have won that Super Bowl?
I wish they would have, but Peyton Manning's on the other side.
They had the best defense. But what was missing? At least a decent quarterback.
They have Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
He's one of the greatest of all time. They lost. It's 16 years ago. Can we stop, please? My God.
It still bugs him, though, Cap.
He's mad at Jay. Jay did what he could do. I'm no Jay Cutler guy. Jay had 700 offensive coordinators, not enough offensive line help, and Devin Hester is a number one receiver. Welcome to the Bears.
Thank you, Jose, for the phone call.
Can't believe I just offended Jay.
I know. I'm always going to remember that, by the way. But you know what? You're right, though. You're right. You had a million offensive coordinators.
Every year it's Mike Tice, Mike March, Ron Turner. Who else did we have?
Was Shoop in there, too? I'm not even sure.
He was before that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was every year. It was a different OC.
Pep Hamilton? Was he around?
What's the other guy? Jeremy Bates?
Yeah.
We had all these dudes roll through here. Come on.
Dubuque, Iowa, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. It's Kevin on a Bears Monday. What's up, Kevin?
Be friends.
Hey, Captain Jay Hood. Good to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
I just want to say, haven't we been rebuilding since Lovey left? We went from Lovey, we went to Trestman, then we went to Fox, then we went to Nagy. Now we got a new coach. Everything you guys are saying is so true about we got to find talent and we don't have this. But we've been doing this for 10 years, 10 whole years. When are we going to get it right? So I have to blame a lot of that on ownership, that they're not picking the right people to keep us moving in the right direction. You guys have a great day. Cap, thanks for what you're doing for Bernie's Book Bank.
Appreciate you, man. Have a great day.
Thank you, Kevin. As we hear from Matt Eberflus, the head coach for the Bears, what needs to be improved on this team at 1-1?
A lot.
You want to answer the question? I said Eberflus. Keep your beak out of the sound.
Fundamentally, we have to do a great job of getting in sync on defense, of stopping the run. That's going to be a big part of our emphasis this week. And then staying ahead of the chains on offense. You know, obviously we had that first drive was excellent, right, scoring that touchdown. And then we had three drives right there. We got behind the sticks a little bit with penalties or tackle for losses or those types of things. You got to stay ahead of the sticks in that regard. I did think there were some good things in there when you look at it. There's a lot of good things. The running game on offense was excellent in the second half. did a nice job of really, you know, Montgomery had a great performance tonight. You can't take away from him, you know, that. Really nice. And I thought, you know, Eddie Jackson had a really good performance. You know, he tackled well, did a nice job in the open part of the field. You know, and Gibson also had a nice performance.
Now, he mentioned the defense and mentioned some things. You're right, Cap. When he talks about Gibson, you were looking for someone that could be able to step up. Gibson played well, I thought, yesterday.
He did. He had two sacks. He had another pressure that I remember. He gets off the ball. This is a guy they traded up into the fourth round to get out of Tulsa. Mm-hmm. It's taken a little time to develop, but I think he's going to be a really nice player during his run with the Bears. He mentioned Eddie Jackson. Eddie had a pretty solid game yesterday. Good to see. Just, again, offensively, we have got to get more weaponry for Justin. Have to.
I'm glad to get the ball out on Rodgers as well, defensively.
Yes.
Dominique.
No.
They got the ball out. There was a turnover there that the Bears got.
The one on the handoff exchange.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was just all hit him in the hip and it popped out.
I'm glad the Bears were opportunistic to get the ball, I guess. That's what I mean.
Yeah, they got to do more to get takeaways.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to stop the run, man. They've given up 379 yards in 2 weeks on the ground. 379. You won't win a game if you keep doing that.
Some thoughts from Justin Fields. First of all, on play calling.
Yeah, I mean, Luke said, you know, before the game that we were going to run it down the throats. And, you know, Demo, I don't know what he ate today, but, you know, he was running the ball crazy. So, you know, O-line did a great job blocking, and, you know, he did a great job running. But, you know, my job isn't to call the plays. My job is to execute the play that's given to me the best I can.
Scoring chances?
Changes everything. But, again, I did get in, so got to face the fact. Just move on.
How about getting Mooney the ball?
Call plays to get him the ball, but... Again, that's not our job. Our job is to get a play call and run it to the best of our ability. So
you lost.
It hurts more in the locker room than the Bears fans. I mean, because at the end of the day, they're not putting in any work. I see the guys in the locker room every day. I see how much work they put in. So just coming out with a disappointing loss like this, you know, it hurts. But, you know, we just got to respond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it hurts Bears fans, too, because, again, it's a rivalry game. You want to see the Bears win the game.
Yep.
Yes, you did put the work in to try to get this dub, but it didn't work. So I don't think he should discount or push aside or send a turn a blind eye to Bears fans. It's bothersome.
It is. You just don't go there. You gain nothing going there. By the way, our friend Clay Harbor is breaking down the tape this morning.
Sure.
Kyler Gordon struggled massively last night. He gave up 10 catches on 13 targets for 162 yards and a touchdown. He only forced one incompletion all night. Is it too early to get worried, Bears fans?
Yeah. I mean, so Kyler Gordon.
It is.
It is. Last week against the 49ers, Kyler Gordon, 6 catches allowed on 6 targets. 2 missed tackles, both leading to a first down. 8 catches allowed on 10 targets for Kyler Gordon. I mean, but again, this is what you expect from young players.
Rookies.
Right. You're going to get that. Now, if we're talking about this in year 2, year 3, that's a major problem. This is Brisker and Gordon, because that's the next generation, next iteration of the Bears secondary.
Correct. We have 15 rookies, 6 of whom were undrafted. You're telling me we're going to hit them on them all?
No.
Come on.
You hope it's at least 80%.
And I mean, I remember Theo Epstein saying, if I can hit on 59% of the moves, I'm ahead of the game. 59. That means you're going to miss a lot. It's not an exact science.
I'll use this as a mission statement, Cap. And maybe you'll ride with me on this. You and I and a lot of Bears fans knew that there were going to be growing pains with a lot of young players and prove-it-deal veterans on this roster.
Yeah.
It's not the ready-made roster to have a long playoff run or a Super Bowl.
Correct.
But it doesn't hurt any less.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it. I will ride with you, ride or die with you right there. Look, at the Bengals. Jamar Chase, he was the 3rd overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
T. Higgins, stud. Boyd, stud. Joe Burrow was the number 1 overall pick. Joe Mixon would have been a number 1 pick, except he had an off-the-field incident, so they got him in round 2 or 3. Stud. They've got talent, and they're 0-2.
No question. No question.
We don't have those weapons for Justin.
Right. Not yet.
Right.
Not yet.
The Lions have three, Shay, three first-round picks on their O-line?
Yeah, Frank Ragnow, Taylor Decker, and...
Penei Sewell.
Penei Sewell, correct.
Okay, three first-round picks. They got a good offensive line. They've scored almost 80 points in two games. Hey, man, I don't think we can score 80 points in five games the way we're going.
Glad you checked in. Appreciate your telephone calls. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. If you're on hold, you will be on the air. We've got the Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day coming up.
Yes, brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse, the awesome David Flom and Matt Moore.
Right here on ESPN 1000.
Cap and J-Hood.
My friend just brought up a video that he found. It is pass protection. And it was Sam Mustipha, I mean, getting just steamrollered. And right next to him, Lucas Patrick, pancaked. Right on his back.
Yeah.
Two of them.
I just retweeted that tweet, Jay Hood. Just retweeted it. It came from Ben Fennell underscore NFL. And he was just, he's a guy from CBS and also the NFL Network. Yeah.
Not good.
Not good. And all of this has to come with time. That's all I'm saying. I'm not impatient because I'm a Bears fan. I'm not going anywhere, right? Ultimately, what you want to see is improvement. I'm sure that we will see it in spots. But what I'm looking at is improvement with the passing game vertically and defensively. As I've said to you many times, very, very rarely in our career that have we looked at the Bears and say, boy, defensively, they're a sieve. Very rarely that's been the case. Usually the defense is holding up their end and the offense is lousy. But this is what you're going through with the growing pains of this team. It'll get better. It's just not today, obviously, after the loss against the Packers. Now maybe Houston. Maybe they'll get better.
I hope.
But there's a lot of work to do.
Because that five-second clip that you just tweeted, mm-hmm. I just retweeted you.
Yeah.
Dude, Sam Mustipha, that was Kenny Clark.
Yeah.
Who's a all-pro.
No question.
Get off of me! Bam, to the ground. And the guy right next to him took Lucas Patrick going, yeah, you can join him on the ground too. And Justin's got two animals in his face with evil intent.
Time now for the Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day.
Yo. Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it. It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
VegaTaxCredits.com. Fill out the form for a free consultation. JR.
Or not.
That's the best we've got.
That is the Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day. What's your suggestion?
My menu item for you today is get the burger. The burger is made out of their prime meat that they have there. They got the best cut of steaks in the world at Chicago Cut. David Flom and Matt Moore have it all ground up into burgers. Oh, my goodness. If you want to treat yourself, go have the burger on the patio and get yourself a cold beer and some crispy fries. Have a little avocado on the burger, a little slice of tomato, some onion. Game on, baby!
Game on.
Game on.
That is good. Do you hear what Keyshawn Johnson said about the Bears? Now, you want some optimism?
Let's hear it.
From Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Every morning at 5 here on ESPN 1000.
I think next year, the year after, will be their year. I think when they with Justin Fields, once they put some more players around him, he has some unique abilities that a lot of guys don't have in the National Football League at his position. He can get out of harm's way. He makes throws sometimes where you're like, wow, how was he able to do that? He's got some unique characteristics that you just don't see in the quarterback position in the National Football League. And I think they know this. And they're not ahead of schedule quite like Cincinnati was, but it's kind of the same thing. They found their future quarterback just like Cincinnati has in Joe Burrow. I think they have in Justin Fields. It is, he's only going to get better as he continues to play.
Yeah, you know,
same thing I've been saying.
Sounds good to me. Over the next couple of years, you'll see the development.
Correct. And they will know in the building if that kid can play. They'll know.
You think it'll take a year or two for evaluation? Because some will pull the trigger early. Say, for instance, you don't see the improvement that you want if you're Ryan Poles. You're probably getting yourself a veteran quarterback anyway in the offseason.
They did.
No, I mean a veteran quarterback.
I think those are your two quarterbacks next season.
Simeon, too?
Yes. Wow. He signed a 2-year deal. He's locked in.
Yeah. I'm not looking over the fence. It's really Justin Fields' show, right? That's what it comes down to.
He would have to be horrific, and the record would have to be so horrific to take Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, whoever it is. So, we'll see. But I think he's the guy, and I think they'll know yes or no at the end of the year by what he does Monday through Saturday more than what they see on Sunday because he's got no talent.
We thank you for listening and calling in and twitching. Thank you, Twitch, for keeping the conversation going. Our thanks to Alex Brown and Courtney Cronin for being with us. Thank you, Shay and Charlie. For Cap, I'm Jay Hood. Join us for a Hoodwink Tuesday right here on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000. So long, everybody. From Chicago.